Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Joins and SQL. This lesson is part of Module 3, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of joins in SQL, focusing on inner, outer, left, and right joins. We'll also discuss how to combine multiple tables effectively and provide practical examples to illustrate these concepts. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply joins to combine data from different tables in SQL, enhancing your data analysis skills for better business insights. Main content: understanding inner, outer, left, and right joins. Joins in SQL are powerful tools that allow you to combine rows from two or more tables based on a related column between them. Understanding the different types of joins is essential for effective data analysis. Inner join. This is the most common type of join. It returns only the rows where there is a match in both tables. For example, if you have a table of customers and another table of orders, an inner join can show you only the customers who have placed orders. Outer join. This type of join returns all rows from one table and the matched rows from the second table. If there is no match, the result is null on the side of the table without a match. Outer joins can be further divided into left and right joins. Left join. A left join returns all rows from the left table and the matched rows from the right table. If there are no matches, the result will still include all rows from the left table, with null values for the right table's columns. Right join. Conversely, a right join returns all rows from the right table and the matched rows from the left table, filling in nulls where there are no matches in the left table. Combining multiple tables is essential for comprehensive data analysis. By using joins, you can connect related data stored in different tables, allowing you to create a more complete picture of your data. For instance, consider a database containing tables for customers, orders, and products. By employing joins, you can create queries that provide insights such as which products are most frequently ordered by customers or which customers have not placed any orders. Using the SQL syntax, a typical query might look like this. This query retrieves the names of customers alongside their order IDs, showing only those customers who have made purchases. Practical examples of joins. Let's illustrate the different types of joins with practical examples that relate to a business context. Inner join example. Imagine you have a table named and another named. If you want to find all employees and their respective departments, you can use an inner join. Here, the query returns only those employees who belong to a department. Left join example. Consider you want to list all customers and their orders, including those who haven't placed any orders. You would use a left join. This query shows all customers, with null in the order ID column for customers with no orders. Right join example. If you want to display all orders and the customers who made them, including orders that may not have a corresponding customer, perhaps due to data entry errors, you would use a right join. This returns all orders, ensuring that you can see which orders may lack customer details. Outer join example. To illustrate an outer join, assume you want to see all customers and all orders, regardless of whether there is a match. You might write, this query returns all customers and all orders, showing null where there are no corresponding entries. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the different types of joins in SQL, including inner, outer, left, and right joins. We discussed how to combine multiple tables to gain deeper insights into your data and provided practical examples to reinforce these concepts. By mastering joins, you can significantly enhance your data analysis capabilities, leading to more informed business decisions. As you move forward, remember the importance of choosing the right type of join based on the data you need to analyze. This knowledge will be invaluable as you continue to develop your data analytics skills. Reflection questions. How would you use an inner join to analyze sales data from two related tables? In what scenarios might a left join be more beneficial than an inner join? How can combining multiple tables improve the insights you derive from your data analysis efforts?